this club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Can you believe it?
Almost lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. That's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Ooh, sir. How you doing? How you doing? Oh, nil-nil at the Emirates, sir. United don't take their chances. Arteta's man, happy to get the 1 point. Clinging on at the end, just slowing down the game. Goalie didn't even want to boot it. But you have to say, 2 points drop for United. It's turning from, a loss to a skid, sir. How you feeling?
Sir, that's it. You know, look, United huffed. They puffed. They couldn't blow Arsenal's house down, sir. It's only one team wanted to win that game. Arsenal, what are they, ninth, tenth? I don't look that far down the goddamn table, sir. Arteta smiling. Arsenal time-wasting to get the draw at home against Manchester United tells you everything you need to know. United trying to win 21. Arsenal playing games to get ninth place, sir. Look, it's not the result we wanted. If we beat Sheffield and we drew Arsenal, wouldn't be a big deal. Clearly, the Sheffield United loss shaked us up a little bit. Arsenal, they played like a relegation team, sir. They packed the box. They gave us the width. We did well with what we could. We tried. Cavani gave it everything. Bruno gave it everything. Game plan kind of went out the window early with McTominay going down. Look, it's not the Berbatov, Tevez, Ronaldo, Rooney combination up front, sir. Rashford's off. This team is playing as well as they can, sir. You have to look in the mirror and look at this team. And yes, I want to win every goddamn game, but like, it's just not going to happen. It's not in the cards. And when Arsenal's going to pack it in like that, you know, it's going to be a tough game to watch. And United arguably could have won it with the chances we created. So, you know, is it really that bad?
No, but it'll be bad if we lose to Southampton or drop points again. But what's bad is that we have to take our chances, and we created some good chances. We created bigger chances than they did and did not take them once again. And that's, you rue those chances in a title race, right? Because, you know, that wasn't quite the case against Sheffield United. I think we just underplayed our opposition. But today, that was there to be taken. Like you said, they played like relegation fodder teams, sir. They were like packing it. They played just like Sheffield United played, whereas they packed the box, had like a 5-man midfield line. And, I think we almost gave them too much respect again, sir, with the Fred McTominay midfield, the workman midfield, which you do against the City. But I think for them, we should have cut them open, sir, because it's not a good Arsenal team. It's a bad Arsenal side. Bad with like six A's.
It's like we're better than Arsenal, but you have to give a shout out to the defense today, right? The clean sheet. De Gea played well. Maguire, Lindelof pairing did well. Wan-Bissaka did well attacking. Shaw looked great. You know, across the board, I think the midfield did its job. Even Pogba coming down and play with Fred after Martial came on. You know, I just think that they were hard to break down. And even then, we got our chances. Bruno missed the curler. Cavani with two. Those are tough chances. Right in front of the net. Clearly, I wish those would have gone in. But this wasn't a case of us playing terrible, starting slow, conceding early, playing bad defense. This was just an Arsenal team content to tie and United trying to knock the door down. And we couldn't do it within 90 minutes. And sometimes that's going to happen. Now, are we out of the title race? Absolutely fucking not. City barely beat Sheffield United, sir. There's going to be more points dropped by big teams in this league. It's about on to the next one. It's never give up, never say die, never supporting this goddamn club, sir. Manchester United, never a better time to be a Manchester United fan. I hate the individual slating of players after matches. There's ups, there's downs. Sheffield United sucked. This one has a bitter taste in my mouth because of how bad Arsenal are, but it's all about kicking on. It's a long season, sir. Plenty of trophies to win from here.
No, we talked about it a little bit earlier, sir. It's the difference is, you know, always streaky. He's been streaky in the good way. We don't want this turn streaky in the negative. So we have to bounce back. We talked about that before the Arsenal game, but we really have to bounce back.
Draw a big draw away at the Emirates. they were missing players. I understand that. But is that like a big step back? Like Sheffield United is a step back. This seems like a sidestep.
No, well, the thing is like that, dude, it was the same effing thing when we played them earlier in the season, sir. We were the better side. We didn't take our chances. They stole one like they tried to do today, you know. They try to buy set piece, sir. They're just like a bottom side team. They like try to score from corners, try to score from free kicks. They, you know, that's the only time they really look dangerous. But you know, it tells you a lot about how they feel after the match versus how we feel about it. We were going for the win, didn't get it. Like you said, it's not the end of the world. A lot of people are reacting in that way, and I think the Sheffield loss certainly makes it worse. But it's not about how we're feeling right now. It's about the next one. We got to go look on to the next one, and we got to get a big 3 points on Tuesday, sir.
Sir, it's a long. This is like, it's January. It's not May. It's not late April. It's January. Like, let that sink in, right? It's like you can slip up in January, come back February, big unbeaten run from Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I mean, like, it's gonna be a long season. Winning the title would completely exceed expectations for me for this squad. So, like, realistically, we are in it, but do I think that we're odds-on favorite? Probably not, if I'm taking my biased fan hat off, sir. So you have to put where we're doing good. I think this team is doing good. They can't win every game. Sorry, Santa can't give you everything you want. All United fans, stop being so sour. Let's go on. Let's beat Southampton. Let's back these boys, back the manager. Come on, United, sir. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Eyes on the prize. You're right. You don't lose. You know, we're still in it. We got to turn shit around, lickety split. That's the key. It's like we got to get back to winning. And we got to get back to winning ugly, whatever it takes. Today, we could have taken, you know, we needed an ugly goal. Didn't quite get it. Some of those, like, chances that were real close, we'll get into in a bit. It stings. It stings because we got title aspirations, and that's, you know, that's a thing. But you're right, sir. People are whinging. They got to stop whinging. We're second place. They got to say this team's overperforming, considering the lack of investment that was made over the summer for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer versus some of his rivals. How about a center back? Can you buy a center back? I heard they're not that expensive.
Earth to United fans, you don't win the title being first after 19 games. You know, you're first after 38. It's a long season. It's a long, hard season. A lot of teams are having trouble, and let's just kick on from here, sir. You know, look, if this is April or if it's May, I would totally agree, but it's not. So let's just be able to take our licks on to the next one. Quick PSA for the podcast. You want to support the American Red Devils? We are for fans by fans, sir. We believe in independent fan content. There's no sponsors. We're not selling underwear, anything. You want to support us directly? Patreon is the best way to do it. Check out our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. You can support us from four tiers, anything from $1 a month to $20 a month. We're giving away pins, stickers, scarves, shirts, whatever you name it, sir. You support us. We appreciate it. Helps us keep the lights on, sir. Help keep independent fan content alive. You see the NBC LFCs, Ed Woodward manipulating the press, sir. We have a great blog. We want to keep it independent. For fans, by fans, all the way. We want to be directly supported by you. So check us out on Patreon. Also, check out our great blog, www.AmericanRedDevils.com. We have some awesome fan contributors and also some great merch in our store. More merch is coming, sir. Check it out. Click on store, www.AmericanRedDevils.com. Tell them about iTunes reviews, sir.
iTunes reviews, they are ripping and they go a long way. If you write a 5-star review with some cheeky banner, even better, send a screenshot to AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com with your mailing address. We will get you some of those fresh Stanley Chow designed logo stickers to your door. Lickety split. So what else we got? We also have our store at AmericanRedDevils.com, our Shopify site. You can pick up some merch, pick up a Glazer out scarf, sir. Wear that green and gold. Remind them that we got to get the Glazers out and got to get some real ownership in this club. What else we got?
Sir, that's it. Just Glazers out every day, all day, every day. Wake up. I eat my Glazers out flakes for breakfast, baby. That's how we do it here at American Red Devils. All right, let's get into this game. Arsenal, 0. Manchester United, 0 at the Emirates Stadium. It's the 21st game week, sir. Let's get into that lineup. We had Dave saves world number one in net here in that title today. Luke Shaw on the left. Maguire, Lindelof center back pairing Wan-Bissaka on the right. Fred McTominay midfield. We had Pogba on the left. Fernandez in the hole. Rashford on the right. Cavani up top, sir. This is the 4-2-3-1. Sometimes it looked like the 4-4-2. Sometimes it looked like the diamond. Lots going on here. What'd you make of this lineup? I think I called it, sir.
I think you did call it. I think the only thing I had different was I was looking for Donnie. But strong 11, you know, you got the workman midfield, McTominay and Fred, and then keeping Frogba. Paul, it's Pogba and Fernandez, so Frogba it is. But those two have been playing really well together. And then it's got to be Cavani up front, Rashford on the wing. I like this 11, shows intent, you're going at him. What do you think of it?
Sir, I love Frogba. no, I like this lineup, sir. I think this beats him. You know, I really do think this lineup should beat Arsenal. Cavani getting the start, definitely. Rashford, he was out of form coming in, but Martial seems more out of form. And then starting Green over Rashford, I mean, Rashford on the right. He's not necessarily the best, but I think he was really kind of coming into that two with Cavani. So even though we're looking at the formation, he's on the right. He did switch during the game after Martial came on. Sir, a lot going up front. Wan-Bissaka pushing really high up the pitch. Kind of going all in, sir. All in here for Manchester United when we were attacking.
Which, you know, is good to see because it showed intent. We were going to win the game. We weren't going for a point, and you could tell the difference in these two teams. One, you know, one's trying to get out of 10th place. You think they want to win too, and one team wants to win the title. So at least there's that. They were pushing forward. They were committing men. I thought Wan-Bissaka was terrific today. He was offering a lot going forward and also was tracking back, made a bunch of big tackles. So did you have to say the defense? We were lamenting the defense a couple weeks ago about how they had to shore shit up. You don't win anything without a good defense. They played very well today.
No, they played excellent. And even throwing everything in the kitchen sink, we were ready when Arsenal were attacking. Like, Fred played very well, making some critical challenges. We threw everything up front, sir. We took the risk. We went for it. Let's get into that first half, shall we?
Absolutely. Game came out a little bit cagey. Both teams were not trying to give too much away. First good chance was the 20th minute. Ball fell to Fred from a corner, sir, and he scooped it a little bit into the back corner of the net. Leno made a diving save to claw it out. Good chance. I thought Fred was going to score. You know, it was going in, but Leno just got his finger on it.
This is the best hit Fred has ever had in a United shirt. You love to see it, although I wanted that net to ripple, sir. We needed this goal early.
We could have used an early goal for sure because, you know, they countered a little bit. In the 30th minute, Pepe went inches wide after finding an acre of space when Arsenal finally got the ball. And then 34th minute, United had two quick, good chances. AWB went wide from a header that went inches wide. And then Bruno, he almost scored with a worldie after just turning Luis inside out. And you thought, up and running, fit and firing, best of Bruno Fernandes, he scored this goal. But that would have been like arguably his best goal United yet, if he had scored it.
He did Luis dirty, sir. Like, sideshow Bob, see ya. And then he just had to bend it. You know, you expect vintage Bruno to just like ice in his veins, hit this one. It's a hard hit, you know, but you just expect it from Bruno. And you know what? Nothing against Bruno Fernandes. He has had a dip in form. I think he's playing lights out. I think he's running all over the pitch, doing everything he can. He's just not finding the score sheet. And without Bruno finding the score sheet, United aren't finding, you know, he's critical for these types of wins as Sheffield United's here as well.
He's doing everything else. He just hasn't been scoring. He's still like setting up play, you know, linking it well.
No, there's no criticism against Bruno. I'm just saying he scores that goal, we win.
No, totally, because he was scoring those goals 6 months ago. But anyway, sir, change quickly. McTominay, I don't know if it was, you know, bad, some food poisoning, but he had seemed like a stomach injury or a bad stomach. Sub, 36 minute, Martial came on for the injured McTominay. That, you know, you don't want to see that because it changed up the game plan.
No, exactly. McTominay, I'm not going to, it could be serious. I'm not going to like comment on it. It looked like he ate some bad tacos, sir. That's like what it looked like, but you hate to see McTominay go down. I think everything changed, and this is a big move. We should talk about it. 36 minutes. He brings Martial on. Martial dropped. Obviously, he's not playing well. You said that you wanted to see Donnie here. Walk me through that.
I mean, I wanted to see Donnie from the original start because, you know, I like Pogba pushed up more than I like Martial pushed up, right? So I would like him in the more attacking position, and then you have another creative player in midfield. You have workman Fred, and I think that's what we needed today because they were so intent to sit back and defend. You know, I would have liked that creativity versus Martial, which is, you know, he's got decent hold-up play, but he's not playing his best football at the moment either, and I think Donnie was looking to impress.
Yeah, and also I like Matic like for like, and I think when Martial comes on, it changes the dynamic of Rashford and Cavani, which I actually like that concept, and then it kind of like went to nothing in the 36th, sir.
It did. And then after that, 43rd minute, so last little decent chance of the half, ball fell to Rashford. Really good for a one-on-one with Leno. He ended up taking too many touches, and the opportunity was wasted. But first time on his left, sir, I think that's a goal.
Marcus is an outstanding player for United. Unfortunately, with the depth we have, you know, I think you got to argue that both Martial and Rashford need a drop. Today, unfortunately, Rashford doing too much, sir. Doing too much.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, you've talked about the hero ball and other parts of the game. And then today, just like here, you got to slam it home. And we've got to say the same about Cavani in the second half, to slam it home on net. But it hasn't been Marcus's last couple games. You know, this is where you'd like a little bit of a squad depth. You can rotate a little bit more. You know, Mad Diallo maybe.
It seems like he's overthinking everything. You know, It's like almost like keep it simple. Play the simple pass. Like, don't take two defenders on. Like, here, just take it with your left foot. Like, even if it hits the goalie, it's going to be like a desperate save. There's going to be a rebound, You know? And it's like here he's just overthinking it. And I think the whole team is overthinking it. A lot of like getting the ball in a good position, then pulling it back.
Right.
It's like that was everything today. But, you know, Arsenal had 10 men behind the ball. So similar like Sheffield, there wasn't a lot doing.
So going to the second, going to halftime, sir, what do you think Ole was saying to the boys?
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Let's go. Come on. Like, this is a terrible Arsenal side. Let's go. Beat them up. Let's, like, you're Manchester United. Like, let's go. I think all the fans were thinking that, sir. You know, I'm not going to lie. I think positively, you know, after the match, you got to take the result. But while watching this, this was a really hard one to watch, sir. I was shouting at the TV, like, come on, let's, like, win this game. Like, you know, seeing Arteta smiling on the sideline, that made my blood boil.
Yeah, he was really enjoying that point. Second half, it opened more open. You know, teams were definitely going for it more than they were, in the first half. First real chance actually was a good one for Arsenal. 48th minute, William was found with a pocket of space and open, but he blasted over, sir, your boy William. Did not take his chance there. And then 58th minute, it was a massive chance on the other side of the pitch for United. Shaw found Cavani with a great cross, but Cavani hit it just wide, sir. He really should be scoring this, or at least getting it on target. You would expect the Matador to bear this home.
It was a hard ball in from Shaw, close angle, sir. You know, Cavani's like 1 yard to the other side. It's in. It's a snapshot. You know, it's not like he didn't like fluff it. It's just a really hard angle, hard cross, everything.
Yep. It would have been a big goal if he could have scored that one. And then a little bit later, it was Arsenal with probably their best chance of the game. They're certainly talking about it on the internet. Willian hit the bar from a free kick in the 65th minute. And then De Gea was forced into a decent chance as it pinged around the box. This is basically Arsenal's best chance of the game, sir. They're talking like, you know, they had it. They had all 3 points in their sight, but I didn't see much else other than this.
My one criticism of Ole was, you know, we were going for it. We were throwing everything forward, but like, you got to make the sub earlier. Yeah. Like, Arteta brings in Willian. He thinks they can steal the game. They almost steal the game. It seems like Martial, by this point, the Martial-Rashford thing with Cavani wasn't working. You need to switch it up probably in the 60-something, you know, especially after this chance. He wasted the 80th minute to bring on Greenwood. What'd you make of that? I thought maybe Mata, because I view Mata on the right with the left boot curling into Cavani. You know what I'm saying? I just think you need some strategy.
Totally.
Even if you had Fellaini, you bring Fellaini and you hoof it up. Like, you need the plan B. Here's plan A. Well, this might be plan C because of Martial, but you need to switch this game plan up. And when Greenwood came on, it did look a little fresher. So why not do that earlier?
I totally agree, sir. I think this is one of my biggest, my biggest arguments against Ole. My biggest criticism of him is that he doesn't make subs. He doesn't make enough of them, and he doesn't make them soon enough. And this was definitely one of those things. Is that 58th minute, that was the last big chance we had, really, until at the very end of the game, sir. And I would have made that sub 60th minute because you knew you needed to fresh something up. Get a Mata on. Get a Donny on. You just need, like, change it up because it wasn't working, right? Like, it was clear that they were going to sit back, break, you know, ask you to break him down, put everybody in the box. you need that like clever Mata ball over the top. I did see that. It's like you need that ball from the left foot. And I thought we would have seen it against Sheffield as well, sir. So,
right. You know, even if it's completely telegraphed, like we're going to work it out. We're going to get to Wan-Bissaka deep. He's going to pull back to Mata. He's going to cross into Cavani. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. Whatever it is, we need that plan. We need to switch it up because it's like trying to put that square peg in that square peg in the round hole for 30 minutes. Not good enough for United here.
No, you know, sometimes oldie but goodie tactics work, which is old hoofball. You put like put Pogba in the box, put Cavani in the box.
China. Yeah. You get him on a plane from China, sir. Let's go.
We got our own big men. So we got our own big men. We talked about 80th minute sub. Greenwood came off for Rashford. Too little, too late. 89th minute, big chance for United. AWB puts in a great ball. Cavani is slightly behind it and pulls it just inches wide. It would have been a great goal if it happened. Maybe he should have left it for Martial, sir. Maybe he had the better chance, but this was the last big one, and it was a real big chance for United.
Sir, that was I call it a half chance here. That's so difficult, that technique behind Cavani, scissor kicking it, and then it has to go across the goal. I mean, the fact he got what he got on it, I think is great. Again, similar to the first chance, like – you know, that he's there for that, but that's a tough one, sir. It's a real tough one for him to net it. And again, another great chance for United. You know, this was tough. That's the match. It's a draw, Arsenal-Manchester United. You know, look, if I was an Arsenal fan, I'd be embarrassed. But, you know, they're celebrating.
They are.
You know, and as a United fan, everyone's treating this like it's the loss. Everyone's treating this, you know, which means that we're in the right spot as far as what our expectations are. The question is, like, let's get behind the boys for Southampton. Like, I don't need this, like, call out Cavani for this chance. Like, yeah, come on. Yeah. Anyone knows this is a difficult technique. I don't need the call out Rashford. Rashford is a great player. I mean, Wayne Rooney need a drop. You know, like, a lot of players need – the only player I can think about who never drop is, like, Ronaldo. Bruno's similar. You know, but, like, Rashford needs a drop. Yeah. Martial needs a drop. Cavani's just coming in. You know, so it's –
he looked good today. I mean, he's the closest to scoring today. So,
but like Rashford is also playing out of position on the right.
Yeah,
he's not left-footed. So you have a Mata. He buries that chance. There's things about the game, sir, that you have to understand fundamentally. That Rashford's playing on the right wing, in theory, depending on how we're lining up, right? Because after Martial came on, he definitely was, but. The solution is not the solution. And so to criticize Rashford, who should be either number nine or on the left for that chance, is insane. I just think we got to stop calling out players and start realizing it's a 38 game season. We're playing like you and me were talking about, like, when was the last time we did a pod and there was a week in between? It's like these players are playing so many games. It's completely unprecedented. They're going to break down in form, and this is what's happening. So we're waiting for someone to break through. I think last season, Martial was hot, then Rashford was hot. You know, we could rely on that, but right now everyone's out of form, and we're struggling in front of the net. And so we're going to have to get out of this, sir. We're going to have to find someone. Dan James, where are you at? Donny Van de Beek. We got to find the solution. Ole's got to rotate.
No, you're totally right. You made a very good point, sir, which is like it's already United against the world. We got to stop this whole United infighting bullshit where we like attack our players because they lose a game. And we think that, you know, we take it as a personal offense that they disappointed us, you know, an affront to our very manhood because like they lost the game. And we just, sir, it's a long season and the boys have been.
We didn't even lose.
I know. But it feels like a loss because you're right. The goalposts have shifted. The standards are higher for a United side. United team and United fan base than it will ever be for an Arsenal team or Arsenal fan base or Arsenal TV, which is always a laugh, sir. Would have hoped to get a win just so we could watch Arsenal TV and watch those guys whinge. But either way, sir, it's a long season and we need to stick behind our team because no one else will. So get behind the boys. Get big up for Tuesday. Southampton is going to be a huge match. They're never an easy opponent, especially against us. Can't wait for Vestergaard and his giant head. I think he's injured, but you know, Danny Ings, whoever they got, sir, let's go, baby. Big match.
Match stats here. This is how embarrassing Arsenal is. 45% of the ball in their house. We had 56% of the ball. So they packed it in like this was a low, like a team fighting for relegation, sir. They're playing like Burnley tactics. Arteta looked at his team. He looks at United. They're playing Burnley tactics. That something has to be said for that. That's respect. That's absolute respect. If you look at all Arsenal's traditions, all their histories, They don't pack it in and defend like that at home, sir. They have the majority of the ball, and they bring it to you. Yep. And Arteta said, you know what? We ain't good enough, so we have to play like, sir, it's embarrassing. It has to be said for Arsenal.
It won't be said. It won't be said. You know, they'll say they had the better chances, which is madness, like, because that's what they're saying.
They're out of their mind. corner 7-4, sir. You know, the stats didn't really tell you much other than the fact Arsenal will give us the ball in their house, which is sacrilegious for Arsenal. Match reactions. Manchester United failed to score in 3 consecutive league matches against Arsenal for the first time since September 1981, sir. That's tough. And Manchester United are winless in all 5 Premier League games against Arsenal under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. We've drawn 2, lost 3.
Not great.
The Norwegian is the only Red Devils manager to face Arsenal more than once in the top flight without winning a game. What's insane is this is like the worst Arsenal of them all. Right? Like this is like the worst. Over that period of time, Arsenal is the worst. And if for some reason, there are boogeymen. You know, we could beat City, we could beat Liverpool. All these teams cannot, I mean, the team should not be named, but we cannot beat the Gunners, who are atrocious. Luke Shaw is averaging 2.0 key passes per 90 minutes in the Premier League this season, his best ever tally in league competition. Luke Shaw's playing great. Shout out to the impossible meat pie. And Manchester United are unbeaten in 18 away games in the league, a new club record, sir. Setting records, unbeaten 18, but all the fans are moaning here. What do we know? Let's check in with the manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Is that 2 points dropped rather than a point gained?
I felt we had the bigger chances to win the game, definitely. So, decent performance, good defensively, 2 massive chances second half from good crosses, good play. Unfortunately, wasn't there to be in between the posts.
As simple as that, you just didn't take your chances. Was everything else right?
I felt we had a good performance. Yeah, you come away with the share of most of the possession, the bigger chances. There was a spell, 10-15 minutes second half, I felt we dropped off a little bit too much and we give them chances to shoot, which we were a little bit passive. But apart from that, I'm pleased with the boys.
You had to make a change for Scott McTominay in the first half. You decided, rather than going like for like, perhaps with Matic, to change it to bring on Anthony Martial. What was your thinking there? And was it influenced by the way the game was panning out at that point?
I felt we had the upper hand and we didn't really get Paul into the game the first half an hour. And we wanted him to get on the ball more and Anthony to drive at them. And he created a good chance for Edinson second half there, Anthony, with Luke. Good play, to be fair. So now we wanted Paul to dictate play more.
Yeah, that's basically like we gave him too much credit with our starting 11 and we wanted to take it to him because we realized Arsenal isn't that good.
The problem is Martial is just not on it. And with Rashford and Martial not being on it, sir, it's good. And arguably both playing out of position. It's a tough hill to climb. Tough hill to climb, sir. When Keno speaks, we listen. He had a little, he had something to say about this Arsenal match. Let's hear it.
I'm scratching my head with United, really. The worry for me watching them today, I almost kind of lacked the belief they could go and win the game. It's Man United. You're looking at Arsenal. We're missing a few players. I know that doesn't guarantee you to win football matches, but the game was there for the taking, and they just almost... Imagine playing for Man United having a lack of belief that you're going to win a game of football. Cavani's obviously got to score, but overall their performances was just lacked that intensity. And we can make excuses. We said the Sheffield United has slipped up and people thought there's no supporters at the stadiums, lots of fixtures, but real lack of quality today for Man United and a real lack of conviction and desire to go and take the game to Arsenal. And Arsenal certainly deserved a draw, at least.
Sir, what do you make of Roy Keane's comments?
I think those are harsh words from Keane. I nobody's talking about the fact Arsenal like completely packed it in their house. I mean, like, the low block, like, you look at Arsenal, you look at their – I mean, you look at the team which should not be named. You look at their front three playing against a low block, struggling. You know, if teams are going to just, like, pack it in with no interest in winning a game, it's going to be really hard to break down. But here's the thing. You have to go into a certain mode when that happens. You got to be passing the ball quick. You need high intensity. And, like, he was right about saying we lack the intensity, the drive to just, like, crush them, sir. And you know, he's got high standards. So you got to agree with him in that respect. We did look a little pedestrian at times. You know, you could blame it on how many matches we're playing, but we did lack that intensity. Some of the passing was fucking scratchy.
No, I agree with them there. What bothers me is like this narrative that gets built that they were like a underserved Arsenal side. They were missing tons of key players. Like you're missing Paul Tierney and like Aubameyang, who's like out of form. They're acting like they're missing Ronaldo, you know, and like Rio Ferdinand at the back. So it's amazing that some excuses are made for certain clubs and some excuses are not made for certain clubs. And also the expectation of those clubs and what they expect to get out of the match. So the thing that makes me feel good after, you know, as mad as I was watching this game and ruin the chances and that we didn't create more is that like they went out there to get a point and we went out there to get three. And they're probably celebrating with the point they got. And I know the United side's pissed that they didn't take all three home today.
Exactly, and it's shout out to that mentality. We needed that against Southampton. It's gonna be a tight turnaround. We're gonna have to dig deep, sir. You want to win titles, you got to dig deep. You need goal line clearances. You need everything in the tank. Checking in with the table, sir. What does this mean? Well, obviously we played early Saturday, so the table isn't set. Man, shitty, 44 points on 20. We played 21. That's 41, sir. Points, so we're three behind with playing one more game. Leicester City 39, but they are on 20 games. The team will should not be named on 37. They're on 20 games. West Ham United 35. They're on 20. Tottenham 33 on 19. Everton 33 on 19. And then the Gunners 31. So they're in eighth place. So that point does pip them over Chelsea. Yeah.
That's why they go for the points, so they let it get above Chelsea, you know.
So, you know, how big of an effect this is, TBD. We're going to have to watch all the fixtures. Also, you got to look at midweek next week, tight turnaround. A lot of teams' points can be dropped. That's what I'm saying. We're still in this goddamn title race. Don't give up, United fans. Come on. This is an insane season. Then you have to think about European football is going to come back. A lot of switching. You're going to look at different clubs trying to play either Champions League, Europa League. It's going to be a lot going on, sir. FA Cup as well. Tons going on, tons to play for. This reminds me, it's like, this isn't RB. RB was a low. This is like not even close. Like, come on. We're second in the league right now.
And we're in it. We got to turn things around. You know, we have to turn it from a blip to a skid to a full-on catastrophe slump. So they come thick and fast. There's always a next match. Thankfully for us, it's like right around the corner, but it's not going to be an easy one. They're never easy. Southampton especially, sir. Ain't never
absolutely
easy.
Let's turn it around. We got a next match. Manchester United versus Southampton, sir. Old Trafford. Uh-oh. We're going home, sir. We're playing home in front of the Maui Gym. The Maui Gym advertisement, sir. You know.
Never a good omen for us. We haven't been playing that well at Old Trafford. Due for a big win, sir. Due for a big convincing win. I'm sure they're
Ever since they replaced those loyal fans with those advertising banners in the seats, that's been the curse.
You know, Eddie Hughes never misses a chance to cash out, baby. Got to keep that cash rolling in for Glazers and Co.
The match is going to be Tuesday, February 2nd, 12:15 Pacific, 3:15 Eastern, sir. We get in the 15s. Getting us the 15s. Lifetime versus Southampton. We've won 66. We've drawn 34. We've lost 28. Why are we worried, sir? We absolutely own the Saints. First time we ever played them was February 1897, Southampton versus Newton Heath. We drew in the FA Cup, sir. Coming into this game, Southampton lost to Leicester City. They beat Shrewsbury in the third round of the FA Cup. They beat Arsenal in the first round of the FA Cup. Then they lost Arsenal 3-1 in the league. Southampton... they're playing Villa right now, sir. I'm checking the score. It's 95th minute. It is 1-0 Aston Villa. So they're up and down. They're inconsistent. They have some players out, sir. No excuses. Play like a champion. Must win for Manchester United.
It's a must win. We're trying to get a title. It's a must win. You can't expect City to lose. And even if they did, you're still trying to make up points at this point. So we know it's not going to be easy. We know who they are. They are who you thought they were. I mean, we don't need to play that because we know who these guys are. We already played them. They're tough. We had to fight tooth and nail. That was that epic comeback win, sir. The Cavani winner, you know, El Matador. We're going to need a little bit of that magic. Interesting to see which starting 11 Ole goes with.
Absolutely. A little history on Southampton. They are one of the founding members of the Premier League. They spent the majority of their history in the top flight since their first promotion into it in 1966. Their longest continuous period was for 27 seasons between 1978 and 2005. When they were founded in 1885, a little history here. American inventor LaMarcus Adana Thompson patents the roller coaster. Sir, when was the last time you were on a roller coaster?
It's been a minute. It's been a while, sir. I can't remember. Maybe.
Sir, growing up near Six Flags Great America in the, you know, New Jersey, they had some good ones there.
They did. I don't think that was the last time.
Is that it? The American Scream Machine? Batman and Robin the Chiller?
Love the Scream Machine. Old Crickety, you know, it feels like you're going to die.
Sorry, Al. Yes, it does. That's how you want to talk about dating us. Like, me and Alex go so far back that we were like driving to Great America in high school, bro. Riding the Scream Machine. That's how far it goes back, sir.
Miss those times, sir. Simpler times.
Sir, now we have dark gales and watch English football, you know?
There you go. Not bad either.
Not bad either. The home ground of Southampton since 2001 has been St. Mary's Stadium, prior to which they were based at the Dell. You heard of Dell Computer. That's where it comes from, sir. Just kidding. Nothing to do with it. The club has been nicknamed the Saints since its inception in 1885 due to its history as a church football team founded as St. Mary's Church of England Young Men's Association, not to be mixed up with the YMCA. Southampton have a longstanding rivalry with Portsmouth due to their part in geographic proximity. Both cities and their maritime histories. Matches between the two clubs are called the South Coast Derby, sir. South Coast Derby, that's a spicy one. Looking at injuries, physioroom.com, Scott McTominay. Sir, you know how it goes. You get a bad Chipotle bowl, you have a bad time. He had stomach cramps. Palestre, he's actually headed out on loan, most likely. And Phil Jones just cashing those checks. There's not a lot of injuries. Only has everyone to pick from. What do you got in your lineup here for the Saints?
So this is who I've got. I'm going with Dino and Net. You know, the physicality of the Saints. They're going to try and take advantage of it in those set pieces. So I want Dino's size. Back four, sticking with today's, maybe it's the best we've got. AWB, Lindelof, Maguire, and Shaw. I'm going to go with Matic, Donny van de Beek, and Pogba. And then a front three of Bruno, Greenwood, and Cavani. Sticking it to them. Going for it. Let's break down Southampton. Who you got, sir?
Dave says rule number one in that, Wan-Bissaka, Lindelof, Maguire, and Shaw. I think they're undroppable for the time being. Fred, Pogba, midfield, or you could say Frogba. Bruno in the hole, Rashford on the left where he should be playing, Cavani at number nine, and Greenwood on the right, sir. Rashford, I like to give him a rest, but we don't have a lot of options. Dan James, you can't play. Can't drop Cavani. This is kind of where we're at. You got to go again. Go again.
We go again, sir. It's a big match, and you're only as good as your last one. So on to the next one, baby. It's a big one.
Booking the bookies, Manchester United heavy favorites, minus 180. The draw, plus 300. Southampton to win, plus 500. Again, we haven't been playing well at home. What is your score prediction here? Who do you got, sir?
Sir, 1-0. Penalty. Merchants are back. Bruno Fernandes gets his penalty. United win. I don't like those odds at all, bro. Five times your money for Southampton to win. People will be hopping on that.
Sir, 4-2. Just classic. United concede, but attack, attack, attack. It's taken to the sword. Rashford gets his brace. Much needed. Greenwood and Cavani on the score sheet as well. Bruno getting three assists, sir. You heard it here. Hammer that line.
I'd love to see it, sir. I would love to see it.
We're gonna have a Iceman own goal as well.
Yeah, he just calling their goals.
Sorry, I've seen it in the stars. All right, let's jump into it. Not in the news. Jesse Lingard completes loan move. That's right. Jesse's taken his amazing goatee down to West Ham, sir. He's taken his Louis Vuitton luggage and that goatee down to London. Jesse Lingard on loan six months. I sent you the video he made saying, "Hey, West Ham fans, I'm here." Didn't look excited.
I didn't watch it, sir. You're going to tell us how excited. Yeah, he didn't look excited.
I think he's going to play about as good as that video.
Sir, I don't know if he's going to get into their starting 11 because they're playing some good football at the moment. David Moyes, tactical genius, pulling the strings down in London. I think they're in like, what, fourth place, fifth place? They're playing pretty well. So it'd be great for him to kick on. Lingard, you know, you have to think he's still got something to contribute. He's relatively young, only 28, got years left in him, but he ain't at United. So hopefully some semblance of talent reemerges, and if it ain't West Ham picking him up, someone else in England or abroad. But it's the best for everyone that Jesse gets back to playing football arguably well, and then he moves on. That's what everybody wants.
Look, good on Jesse. You know, we get $1.5 million in loan fees plus wages. That's classic Ed Woodward. You know, I rate Jesse Lingard. Look, last time we smoked Arsenal at their house, he was doing the moonwalk. You know, he was integral part of Always at the Wheel, sir, when we were watching them at Fulham and then the PSG match. He was like, he was one of the Pogba, Rashford, Lingard. This was like the crew that was taking us to the top. Fall from grace for him. You know, we've heard some personal issues, so let's hope he's doing better. I just want to see him playing well again. You know, you hate to see a guy like this who had it all kind of fall that far down the pecking order where he can't even get into, you know, FA Cup tie. You know, it's one of those where maybe he needs this and hopefully he freshens up. I think he's loyal to United, so there'll always be the option for him to come back if he plays his way into form. But Fred Woodward, a player like this, he should have been sent away two seasons ago, sir. You know, this loan is so late, too little, too late. It's incredible, you know?
Yeah, you have to say that, you know, he should have been traded earlier. But, you know, going from winning FA Cup games to not even making the squad, sir, you're right. It's a bit of a fall from grace. You just want him to be playing football and hopefully playing well. So I think this is the best for everybody. It's got to be a loan. Of course, it's, you know, Ed Woodward never sells anybody, sir. Only loans.
Yeah. I laughed at that video, but it's kind of sad to see kind of where he was. And then, like, you talked about winning the FA Cup, and then you see him kind of being like, come on, you Hammers. Like, kind of. Yeah, sir, you feel for these players. You know, we back them so hard, and you want to see them do well, but, you know.
No,
it is what it is.
It is what it is, sir. And you know what? It's like a little bit of, you know, onto another story, but it's at least like great to see. Speaking of Woodward special, Sanchez special. They're already trying to get rid of him down in Inter, sir. They can't get rid of Sanchez fast enough. So maybe it wasn't just us. He just he has quite the personality. But apparently he showed up day one at United and was like, I don't want to be here. Paying me too much money.
Yeah. Hey, Sanchez, hard guy to figure out, sir. Give him another piano. Next bit of news here. Ahmad Diallo scores his first Manchester United goals, plural, in U23 game versus Liverpool. Sir, Pip, the defender, scored a goal, then Panenka the pen. What is Diallo doing playing for the U23s? He should have been on the bench against Arsenal, sir. Driving me mad here. Ole, come on, man. It's like, you saw him play this game. He's a first-team player. First-team player should be on the first-team bench. Fergie knew how to do this, sir. You bring him on in like the 70-something minute.
He will.
That's what United legends are made of, sir. Fergie always did the debut. You put him on the bench. Usually you got to be up, but he would have put him on an Arsenal. Have a punt, sir. Rashford's dying on the right wing. Throw him in there. What can you lose?
Sir, I mean, the one thing where we cannot criticize Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is he's been very good with the youth and man management and knowing when someone is ready to go, bro.
It's like, he's ready.
Well, you say he's ready. He's ready because he just went in that game and tore up the Liverpool under 23s, sir, which is exactly what you do. You go there and you show, holy shit, this guy's too good for the under 23s. Get him on the first team. I don't think he's playing any more games than under 23s. I think that was like, that was the game up to the first team, boys.
But you understand the balance of the team is I'm not saying start him on the right. I'm saying if in Arsenal game where they're tough to break down and we're struggling, we can't get with, and the right side is killing us, give them a punt. Like, that's not going to hurt anyone. And yeah, you do it out of the expense of the U23s, but he should have been on the bench today. We needed it, sir. You know, we're saying, who can we bring on?
I mean, Hugel got four goals. Like, don't overshine that as well. He had a hell of a game. Joe Hugel, 18-year-old striker that joined from Sunderland, season and a half ago. But sir, there's a lot of games and he could get a chance within a week. So it's like, I agree that like Fergie would just, you'd have him, but you know, he started a lot of players maybe that like gave him a chance too early and they just absolutely like never got, you know, never went on from there. So I have to say, I think Ole's been pretty good about managing the youngins and Diallo will get his chance.
Okay. Then what about Dan James?
Well, I don't know. Clearly he doesn't rate Dan James because Dan James might need a loan deal.
He's young.
He's a youngin, but he's not that youngin. He's like 23 versus 18.
That's youngin.
They ain't youngin. In football, they ain't no youngin. You're under 20. Like, Greenwood's still a youngin. And Ahmad is a youngin, but he ain't 23 and a youngin. For me, sir. For me. Well,
Mata and James, explain to me how those players work. Because, like, I do agree with you, but it's like, surely you got to play Mata and James if you're Ole. Sure, like, you just... Like, they might not be the guys you like the most, but surely in this amazing run of fixtures that we have, those guys have to feature. James off the bench, Mata off the bench. I'm not saying start him. I'm saying surely they got to come into the game. They're not even coming in.
So we talked about on the Patreon mailbag, you know, PSA, join Patreon. But my biggest criticism, my main criticism of Ole is that A, doesn't change up the squad enough, and B, doesn't make subs often or early enough. And today, you know, made that sub. I think it actually was better, right? Greenwood had more of an impact even than Marcus did, but did in the 80th minute. You got to do that earlier. You got to throw in a Dan James like, Fergie would, because sometimes you need fresh legs. Sometimes you just need to like drop a player because it gets to their head, right? Like Rashford needed to drop. Not saying you drop him for Dan James, but he's got to be a little bit more willing to take risks with player selection, because I think the same 14, 16 players that he always rides, you know, they just can't keep that magic dust going, you know, every 3 days, sir. And you got to use that bench you got, like the Matas. Today would have been a great time. Bring them in, get that left curler in. I think that would have, you know, maybe unlocked some keys.
Absolutely. Next bit of news here. Manchester United are braced for two imminent outgoings. We're going to get to the ingoing outgoings. There is a transfer window going on. They're agreeing to terminate Marcus Rojo's contract. He's going to go play for Boca. He got a great tattoo watch for Marcus Rojo. He's got a lot of tattoos. He got Maradona smoking a cigar, I think on his leg, sir, when he was smoking a cigar in his box at Boca. He's going to Boca. I like Rojo. Big fan of Argentina, sir. We bid him farewell. And then Facundo Pellistri, he's going on loan. This is the Edward Ed Woodward special. Hey, we're buying this kid. Market him like a first team signing. Market him like he's coming into the first team. Goes to U23s, and then we punt him out on loan. Regardless, if you take that Woodward marketing machine out of it, this is a great move for Facundo. He's not ready. Give him time. Develop him. I think this is great. But the fact that Ed Woodward tried to say he was like a marquee signing and then sold that to the shareholders on the investor call, unbelievable.
Yeah, that's just Ed Woodward being a Muppet. Speaking of Ed Woodward, you know, having Ole's hands tied behind his back, you don't have to like present him like he's like, do, Facundo has arrived. You know, it's just like give the kid a little less pressure. You don't market him like he's a first team signing, because he wasn't. You know, he's like a player for the future. This is exactly what he needs, and he needs to get some minutes. A team that's struggling, trying to get out of the relegation drop in the Liga. And he will certainly get playing time and speaking a language he's comfortable speaking. So you'll have to see it, sir.
Absolutely. And another one, loan watch here, James Gardner. Watford has agreed to terminate the loan. He was loaned to Watford on season. He 20 appearances, one assist, didn't play too well. Sir, what do you make James Gardner coming back to United? Apparently they're going to try to loan him out again. I'd like to see Jimmy try to come in, sir. Why not try to incorporate him in the squad?
I don't think there's space for him right now with Matic. You know, Matic's not arguably getting enough game time as it is.
Espanola.
Sir Gardner, I mean, if Gardner can't break into the Watford side, which are trying to get promoted, it's a good Watford side. So maybe that's it. It's like a team that's going for promotion. He ain't getting our side, sir. So I think more loan time for him. He needs minutes. He needs starts. And he's not going to get him because Donny van de Beek's not getting starts. So you're not going to get Jimmy Gardner ahead of Donny van de Beek. So get him another loan.
You're right. Okay. I'm wrong. I get you. You botted me on that one. You're like, botted me. I like Jimmy.
So do I. He looks a player, dude. He looks like a young McTominay, slightly better passer. So I just think he needs game time, and he's not going to get it at United.
Sir, you're just botting me on that one. You win. You're right. I'm wrong. What do I know? I'm giving you
call uncle. You call an uncle, bro. You call uncle.
I'm calling uncle. I said it, sir. You killed me on that one. All right, fan questions. Speaking of getting killed, thank you for all the hot banter and commentary here on social media. We really appreciate all the fans listening to America Red Devils. For fans by fans, man. Let's get into it. Apricet Mets. He always stays the ship after a tough one here. Quote, second game in a row that sat on a knife's edge. midweek, a deflection to lose it today. Leno saved that he knew nothing about. The key is to keep the team going to the next level, is to push these games beyond that equilibrium and clearly into their favor. A lot of season left. Hashtag glory, glory, Man United. I do agree, sir. Sat on a nice edge today. It really was that we were close to that Bruno just slotting it home and just getting that three. It would have been a 1-0 type of win. It was close. It was close. Closer than everyone thinks.
It was, and we had our chances. I mean, you didn't even need the Bruno, like, goal of the season. So that would have been a goal of the season after he did Luis dirty and then just, like, top bucket. I would take the Cavani tap-in, bro, after, like, good movement. And actually, both those chances were from good play. United playing good football, better football than Arsenal. We got to take those chances. But as Burkett Metz said, there's a shit ton of season left. A lot to play for.
At Jamal Mota, quote, sir, is going to try to keep it positive, clean sheet. We set a new United record. Rashford screwed up, and 1 second later, Pogba's there telling him to keep his head up. Shaw's looking dangerous in there. Diallo scored in his first 15 minutes of U23s. Bring him on. Heads high. Glory, glory, Man United. I love it. Heads high. Heads high. It's our greatest in English football. We've won it all. At Ty Kircher, quote, wait, there was a match today? Another 0-0 snoozer against one of the big six, quote unquote, big six. Not a good week for the lads. It wasn't. I mean, it started with the Liverpool win, riding high, FA Cup. I mean, the team should not be named. Sheffield United low. Even my mom's telling me what happened there. You know, when my mom is telling me what happened with Sheffield United, you know, it's tough.
Not good.
You
know?
I tell my parents to watch these games. They're like, my dad watches 0-0.
So you're only as good as your last game, of course. So everyone, and especially your last two games, and they have been great performances from United, but you got to take the whole thing into context. You're looking at, like, snapshot end of February. Where are we? End of January. And you said you could be second place. You'd be like, that's great. I'll take that all day. So we got to turn things around and get back to winning, because United always been streaky. And streaky to the good, streaky to the bad. We got to get back to streaky to the good. And we got to start playing better, because we know we can play better as well. Because we could have played better today and actually put it way out of reach. We played, like, pretty good, kept them in it, had our chances. We know this team can play better.
At Reg Bertrand, quote, we need a spark offensively. Bring on Diallo. I mean, this is part of it. Great point, Reg. You know, the back line is kind of, sometimes we play really well, sometimes we don't. You know, today we held, De Gea did his job, backline did his job, but the forwards have been misfiring for United. That has been what's been killing us, sir. We can't find these goals. And if you can't find the goals, you can't come back. Can't find the goals, you can't win when you get a clean sheet.
People aren't firing, you know? It's like we've relied so much on Bruno and Marcus. Cavani had a nice streak. He wasn't quite there today. You know, obviously, Martial didn't really have an impact, so we just need to start scoring. Somebody's got to score some goals. The fact that we got a clean sheet is something, you know. Played well today. The defense held the line very well, and that's something that we weren't doing a couple weeks ago. So it's brick by brick, baby, and it's like it's a relentless fight all year, and we got to just keep fighting. Keep fighting, because Southampton's going to be another battle, and that shit's going to be on a knife's edge. And if you think it's not going to be, you're watching the wrong team, bro.
Sir, not good for your health. At Michael72, quote, people will be pissed about the result, but there are positives. Clean sheet and still have the unbeaten road streak. Yes, we should have put away some of those chances, but that's football. Still in the title chase, and we got a long way to go. Love it. At Jordan_R, quote, I'm terrified. We're on a downswing with the scoring drought against scorable opponents. I also reserve the right to take this back once we win again, sir. I think that's honest opinions there from Jordan.
No, always. And I think he echoes a lot of United fans, how they feel, because we're like, you know, we're a game away from just ripping open Southampton 5-2. Like, we need one of those games. We've been crying out for one of those games. It's been since the Leeds match, and we just haven't had our scoring boots on the same way. So we just got to turn things around. We got to do it quick.
All right, sir, this one's for you. This might get you heated, hurt. This might get Alex. We're going to turn the temperature up in the room here. Quote, from at Calizona Cat. Quote, no plan B. Can't score against the big sides. 5 points from 21 against the top seven. Not good enough. Need a proper manager, sir.
You know, we need, I think Ole could have made some changes earlier. You know, I think Ole is still learning on the job, and I think he will get better and better. So he's who we got. And you got to remember at the end of the day, baby, nobody is changing the owners or the numpty CEO we got, like giving Lingard, giving Jones, giving Rojo new contracts, signing up, you know, goalies, four or five goalies at a time. So that's not going to change. It don't matter who you bring in. So it's all in for me, baby.
And when it comes to that at Calizona Cat, part of that is like, you're right, we can't change the ownership. And one thing that teams have found out, and I think Sheffield United really kind of hit the nail on the head, give United the width. Pack it in narrow. You take away the middle part of the field in the final third. On the right, Wan-Bissaka is trying his best, but we don't have Sancho there, you know? And then you, on the left, you got Luke Shaw. He does a job. Telles struggled there, right, against Sheffield. If you had more balance, if we had a right winger, sir, if we had backup at right back, we had more options, you know, I think you would see United being more productive when it came to this low block situation, when teams are going narrow, and when we're not, when the manager's not backed and the board's not by who we need, and you're playing Rashford out of position and Wan-Bissaka's working on his attacking game, it's not enough. It's not enough. And this is kind of when you're starting to see the limitations of what the board put down, what Ed Woodward gave Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Yeah, Cavani is a big boost, but what about the right wing, sir? And maybe when Diallo comes back, he's the truth. But why didn't we have that from day one? And that's all on Ed Woodward, because he did it all too late, sir. We're in for Dembele in the last 48 hours. Everyone remembers that. And that's where we're at right now. Quote, there's a simple inability to create scoring opportunities outside of the counterattack. Moving Rashford to the right takes away the strength him and Shaw have on the left. Not sure what OGS is up to, sir. Similar critique, but again, he's also working with what he's got. At Rolling in the Deep, 1995, quote, very frustrated, had some great chances, but just could not find the finishing touch. Similar to that 0-0 draw against City, shaky confidence after a loss, being too cheeky, not direct enough, just a snooze fest. Hashtag glory, glory, Man United, sir. Trying to find a positive one here. I'm digging. At BryGuy66, utter and terrible, total dogshit performance. I love Rashford, but he was terrible today. Not the end of the world, but this should have been a win. I don't know what's going on with this team, but they look haggard with so much sloppy play. Sir, they're coming for the team.
Well, here's some context. This team's overperforming in second place, given the amount of investment that's been made. It's like, you look at some of the rivals, City, how much money they spent. They bought two fucking center backs for their manager. He asked for one and gave him two. Ole got zero targets of his of the summer. We didn't sign anybody in January. They're acting like Diallo's a signing. You can't double dip on that one, bro. Just because like he didn't show up until January doesn't make him a January signing. So all I'm saying is like, we're playing Rashford all over the pitch because we don't have a right winger. We're like, Ahmad Diallo, bro, if he shows up day one, a world beater, that's a rabbit out of a hat. And that's like, great. Yeah, great. Best case scenario. But at the end of the day, he's an unknown quantity versus Sancho was a known quantity. Would have hit the ground running, you would have expected, and contributed with goals and assists. And if Ahmad does, then that's terrific. But once again, it's like Ole not be given the tools to succeed. Right? He's given the tools to finish top four. I'm just saying is you got to back your manager.
I totally agree with you. Let's take the pot shots of the players and direct them at the board for not giving us Sancho. Because if you really think about it, the business we did in the summer is finally catching up to us now. It makes sense it's catching up to us now. It's 21 games in, and we're feeling the imbalance in the side. Teams are figuring us out. They're understanding it's all from the left, especially when Rashford plays on the right. This is how things happen. People figure you out. The team gets into a lull. I mean, amazingly, injuries haven't been an issue. So knock on wood there. Imagine if we had more injuries than we did now. So look, I think we're playing well, sir. We're going to end it on the tweet I tweeted out after the game. I rarely do it, but I said, let's skip the bitch fest. Manchester United defended well. They got the clean sheet. They looked like the only team trying to win. And this is Arsenal versus Manchester fucking United here. 21 won't come easy. Never give up. Never say die. Never stop supporting this club. Hashtag glory, glory, Man United. Hashtag Glazers out, sir. That's what it's all about, the America Red Devils. Look, we feel everyone's frustrations. It's a tough one, sir. You and me were both pissed watching this game. That's just the way it is. This team, we want them to win so bad. But there's things going on behind the scenes. And, you know, we just got to back this team right now. We have to understand there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows. And you never know. 21 might be at the end of the rainbow, but we got to figure it out.
And it's going to be a slugfest all the way there, like we talked about. It's going to be one on the last day of the season. And you said it, sir. It's like there ain't no Santa Claus, bro. Ain't nobody giving you – you're not winning every game. It's just like it doesn't happen. It ain't going to happen.
Santa Claus? There is a Santa Claus. His name is Sir Alex Ferguson.
Okay, yeah.
And we talked about it.
But even he didn't win every game, sir. And it's sir. like –
But we talked about during this game, Sir Alex Ferguson will win 3-4-0 with this team. Like, but Ole Gunnar Solskjaer isn't Sir Alex Ferguson, you know? It's just...
Nobody is. There ain't no Sir Alex Ferguson coaching in the league. All these overpuffed managers talk about how great they are. No one can hold a candle to Sir Alex Ferguson in the modern era, given what he achieved and what he achieved with. So, it's like, Fergie can win a title with his team. Look at the teams he won titles with, bro. That 2013 team was like, duct tape together, bro. We did it.
Absolutely, sir. That is the podcast. Thank you for everyone for downloading, listening, giving us all your feedback. We really appreciate it. Again, American Red Devils is for fans, by fans. We get that biased take from the couch. It was hot today, sir. Turning up the heat in the podcast room. We absolutely love to see it. Let's kick on to Southampton. Let's get another win. Let's keep fighting. Like you said, it's going to be a knockdown, drag them out season. And Manchester United's in the fight. I believe in this team. I believe in the players, sir. I believe in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Fuck the board. Fuck Ed Woodward, bro. Get him out. Get them out. We had some amazing downloads, sir. Give us to us top downloads last 7 days.
Sir, here we go. Give me a second. Top cities. Top. How you doing? Brooklyn, New York, number one. Number two, Columbus, Ohio. New York, New York. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. McKinsey Park, Illinois. Chicago, Illinois. Number seven, Boston, Massachusetts. Hotland, Georgia. LA, California. West Des Moines, Iowa. Jeez, what a day. Last but not least, number 11, Oslo, Norway. Shout outs to the Shire. Appreciate all the downloads. All the American Red Devils listening in, week out, sir. It's always darkest before the dawn. Ain't winning on game week 20 or 21, sir. A lot to play for. Turn it all around with a big thump of Southampton.
Absolutely, sir. You want to support the podcast? Like we said, for fans, by fans, check us out on Patreon, www.patreon.com/AmericaRedDevils. Check out our site, www.AmericaRedDevils.com. Amazing fan-generated content there on the blog. You want to write for the blog, email us, AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com. We're looking for everything, opinions. You want to cover anything, let us know. We'll fit you in there. We got a great store there as well. You can support us in many ways. Write a review on iTunes, sir. It's easy. Goes a long way for helping us get found. Let's keep it on, sir. I miss always at the wheel. You know, let the good times roll, sir. But the tough times, this is when you're tested as a United fan. And we got to back these boys, sir. I believe Southampton, we're going to get a big win. Let's turn it around, sir.
So we're not rolling quite. That's why we're going to have to kick all our way back to the top, sir. That's why we're still kicking in blue, because Southampton... it's going to be a bar fight. You know, it ain't going to be easy, but it's a big match. Can't wait.
As always,
we'll be kicking a blue.